First of all, it's a pleasure to be here. And looks like there's not another seat for anybody. And I certainly wish everybody should be matzliach in everything you do. You know, we're living in very strange times. When you hear about Harvey, Irma, Jose, and there's a K behind it also that I heard about. They're pronouncing it in Spanish, not in English. Something like Katrina or something, I don't know. If you pay a little bit of attention, you wonder, what's going on in this world? You know, like, it's certainly something that offers us a moment of pause to think, what's happening? And when you think about the people who are in the eye of the storm, people who have already evacuated to Atlanta, to other places, what went on in Houston, there's really serious stuff. And we know that the serious stuff, even that takes place in Elul 2-3 weeks before the end of the year, was all decided last year on Rosh Hashanah. Everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah, sealed on Yom Kippur, given over to the agents who deliver on Hoshanah Rabbah, and permission to deliver is granted on Shmini Atzeres. So that in reality, everything that unfolds in this year, to the very end of the year, is, in a sense, old news, has been determined before. Of course, there's infinite Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis means that on an individual basis, that Hashem deals with individuals depending on where they are at the time, where they're holding at the time spiritually, what they deserve, what rachamim that he can evoke for them. It's a very complicated system which we really can't fathom in any real comprehensive way. But it's a lot of complexity out there. And it occurred to me, if that's the case, we have an opportunity to think about what can we do for the coming year? How can we see to it that things will improve, that we'll find ourselves at this time next year in a much better situation? And I wanted to just touch on something which I think is very, very relevant, although it may not be easy to achieve. We say on Rosh Hashanah, Hayoim Haras Olam, today is the anniversary of the birth of the world. Rosh Hashanah is the first day of creations. Some issues on that, but Hayoim Haras Olam. Hayoim Yamid Bamishpot Kol Yitzurei Olam. Hashem stands and places in judgment all of his creations on Rosh Hashanah. And there seem to be two categories in which we stand in front of Hashem for his judgment. Im kevonim, im kaavodim. Either as children or as servants. We are both the children of Hashem and the servants of Hashem. But it seems that it's not so simple to remain in the first category. Im kevonim, if we deserve to be treated as children because we have acted in a way that's appropriate for good children. Rachameinu kerachem oval bonim. Have mercy on us, just as a father has mercy on his children. So if we've behaved in such a way that we're still deserving of the title of children, bonim atem l'Hashem elokeichem, then we ask Hashem, a father has rachmonis on his son, have rachmonis on us. The im ka'avodim, but if we're no longer worthy of being called children, we've acted in such ways that maybe we've lost that special status or the full rights to that special status to be called bonim, v'im ka'avodim, but we are your servants. That's what we are put in this world, to serve you.
Einenu lochot luyois ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. Our eyes are riveted on you. We're going to hope to you ad shetchoneinu. Einenu lochot luyois ad shetchoneinu v'soitzi cho'or mishpoteinu. And you give us a favorable judgment. There are two koiches in the Yom HaDin. One is to be the good person. Kibonim. Im kibonim, we ask Hashem for rachmonis, and that's it. But if we're no longer worthy of that, some of us, we may not be holding spiritually where we would like to be holding, where we should be holding, where we could be holding. Einenu lochot luyo isachim chonenu, there's another mechanism. I may not be worthy, but I'm counting on you. I'm relying on you. And my eyes will be focused on you helping me, and I'm not going to take my eyes off that focus. Ad shetechonenu. Etechonenu is a matnas chinom. Chanino is chinom. We don't deserve it. But we're waiting and waiting and focused and counting on you and hoping to you and trusting you, and we're not taking our eyes off that focus until you actually respond. And that in itself is something that entitles us to a positive response on the Yom HaDin. So really, what we have to focus on, especially, in the days of Elul, the Rosh Hashanahs of Elul stand for the words in Shir Hashirim, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. I am to my beloved is to me. It speaks about that special relationship that exists between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. We have this very close bond. And even if we are not worthy of that glorious title of Bonim to some extent, but the relationship is still there. The love is still there. The doidi v'doidi li, maybe not as a child, but as a friend, as a beloved, as a loved one. And that relationship is still there. And we have to access that relationship and put our hope and put our trust in Hashem. Now, this goes one step further as well. Because not only do we need to put this trust in Hashem in order to be privileged to receive for the coming year those things that we so urgently, so earnestly, so sometimes desperately, although that's not such a good word to use, that we want, but there's something else. In a matzav of danger, even in a matzav where danger was decreed on a community, like the situation that we find ourselves in now, where these decrees took place last year in Rosh Hashanah, even in such a situation, the one who manages to find the strength to put his trust in Hashem. And that's not to say, I'm not going to be evacuated, I'm sitting here, and I'm going to face this disaster head on with my trust in Hashem. No, that's not the way to do it, because we're mechuyev to do what we can do to protect ourselves, we're mechuyev to do our ishtabus, we're mechuyev to do everything we can do to protect ourselves. But after all is said and done, to the degree that I could say, Einenu lochot tluyos ad shetchoneinu, that works at all times. That's not just a special thing by Rosh Hashanah. That's a part of our life. So I think at this time, we maybe should use the current events that are literally, it's scary. I'm just imagining what, there's a yeshiva down there that we're familiar with. It's a yeshiva in Miami, and then they all evacuated to Atlanta. So, Hashem, that's good news, but they have millions and millions of dollars in property, and not to mention all the people around them who maybe weren't able to evacuate. It's a scary situation. But we have to know that on two levels, we have a means to face and to influence the situation. One is in the Gzar Din on Rosh Hashanah, Einenu lochot tluyos ad shetchoneinu, that we turn to Hashem. We have to prepare for this relationship. We have to prepare for this trust. It has to start today because Rosh Hashanah is less than 2 weeks away. But we stand there and we say, we're trusting you. We're counting on you to give us that good year. We're counting on you. We're not going to give up that hope until we actually feel that that's happening. That's on one level. But on the other level, as things happen in life, as there are challenges and difficulties and faced by danger, we have to realize that we have a very powerful formula. To the degree that we can put our trust in Hashem, it's to that degree that we can actually be, that it can actually influence that which happens to us. Even if there was this massive gzeira on the community or on the country or on this hemisphere, that there should be such disaster. So it's a very important emotion to develop. How do we develop it? I think that what you people are doing here these days is really the best way to develop it. You learn. You daf. You learn Torah. You learn Musa. You connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we can rely on Him. The more we can rely on Him, the more we can be assured that He will respond to us. Respond to us with Brocha. Respond to us with saving us from all kinds of difficulties. And there's another benefit that happens also. And that benefit is called Menuchas HaNefesh. Peace of mind. I'm relying on Hashem. He'll take care. The Baal Bitochon can develop both of those feelings. One, the accomplishment, the changing, the influencing the events. And the other one, to be so confident that he's fine. I'm at peace. I have the ultimate Menuchas HaNefesh. Hashem should help that we, through our tefillahs and through the schusim that we generate, should be able to be a schus for greater hashgocha protis on all of our brothers and sisters and fellow Jews and the communities at large in these disaster areas, and that it should be for us an inspiration as we go into Rosh Hashanah that we can turn to Hashem and try to focus that einenu l'chotios, those eyes focused on Him, that hope, that refusal to give up, and that can make a major difference both in the gzeira for the year and in our ability to cope with whatever difficulties we have in our personal life.